Good. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord God, I just pray that you just anoint Cherish today, Father, and we thank you for her. We thank you for what you've laid on our heart, Lord, and we come with hearts of expectancy. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Seems like there's a smaller crowd than last time I was here, but I don't know. Maybe it's just been so long since I was up here. But let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever had just, seems like a little bit of a chunk of time where it just seems like things did not go exactly right?
Uh-huh.
Anybody been in that boat before? Okay, I've been in that boat a long time ago. Man, I should have called you a couple weeks ago. Because my boat started a couple weeks ago. But, you know, it just seems like lately things have just been really busy. You know, at moments overwhelming, et cetera. So it seems like things just, you know, haven't been going the way they normally go for me. I'm pretty much a person that, you know, sometimes I don't have things 100% planned out, but in my head I know how things are going to go. And that's always really kind of worked for me. And it seems like lately the Lord's been changing that in my life. He's been saying, no, Cherish, I'm tired of you going on talent and skill. Because, you know, you have talent and skill, and that's how you've been going for most of your life. And I want you to learn how to be disciplined. So I'm like, okay, that's great, God. I need some discipline in my life, but I don't know if I like it. But anyway, I was asking that just because, you know, it seems like things have been crazy for me lately. In that they've been bad or anything like that. Just things don't have been going the way that I like them to go. And so I've been, you know, just like, Lord, what's going on? Why is this happening for me? You know, I have a vision for what I want my life to look like. And last week, we were at prayer on Sunday night, and I was just praying, and out of the blue, the Lord's like, you don't have a vision for your daily life, Cherish. And I'm like, oh, you're probably right. I don't have much of a vision for my daily life. My daily life is I get up and try to spend some time with the Lord, and then I go to work. You know, I follow my plans for the day, but he's like, I want you to have a vision for your everyday life. I don't want a vision for how you think things are going to go or the giftings that you think you have or whatever ministry type stuff you want to do. You need a vision for every single day. And so I was thinking, you know, a lot of the word that we've been hearing on Sunday mornings has been geared towards things like, you know, what are you doing with your life? Are you listening to the Lord? For instance, last Sunday, you know, one of the things that really got me was that the believer has the supernatural ability of God. Now, I knew that before Pastor Mitch said it. Maybe hadn't heard it exactly in that way, but many times I'd thought, you know, I'd read the scripture in Luke that talks about, you know, who would heal the sick, et cetera. And I've often thought, why do I not see that in my life? You know, I want to see myself laying my hands on people, you know, and praying for them and seeing healing. I want to have that confidence that I know that whenever I pray for someone, whatever I pray is going to come true. And the Lord was like, you know, I really believe that in light of when he was preaching that Sunday, I was frustrated. Didn't you say you felt conviction or something through people? I was one of those people. I was frustrated because I was like, this is just annoying. Like, I've been doing this for 10 years now, and I haven't been seeing that, and I want to see it. I'm tired of not seeing it. You know, what am I doing if I'm not seeing that stuff in my life? And so I really believe Sunday night that was my answer. The Lord was like, you need a vision for your daily life instead of looking at the big grand scheme and spectrum of things, instead of looking at when Jesus comes back, not that I shouldn't look at it, but, you know, thinking what's on my list that I can be like, hey, Jesus, look what I did. You know, I'm your daughter, and I did all of this. I really believe the Lord wants me to have a vision, and so that's why I'm sharing it with you guys, that I think that he wants all of us to have a vision for our daily life instead of, not to put aside the things he's put on your heart that take time, but in order to accomplish those goals and tasks, you know, what do you do when you're setting a goal? You set up steps for the goal. And so your daily life is the step towards the major goal, which is to, when Jesus comes and returns, bring him honor and glory, right? So how do you do that? Well, this great lady that I like to listen to named Nancy Dufresne said this in one of her books. I think it's her book about yielding to the Holy Spirit. She says, the whole Christian walk is one of yielding or responding. The outcome of a man's life is the result of what he responds to every day. So, what's your daily vision? Well, what am I responding to every day? You know, because I asked the Lord, I'm like, well, Lord, how am I supposed to have a vision for every day when I have this life that I have where there's, how many of you have a lot going on? I mean, I have a lot. I don't know how parents do it. Kudos to you guys, because I don't have kids. I don't have a husband to take care of. It is just me, and I sometimes don't know how I handle it. But, you know, it's one of yielding to responding to the Christian walk is one of yielding and responding. The outcome of man's life is a result of what he responds to every day. And then another lady that I like, Gloria Copeland, says this. Says, you do not change your thoughts with your thought. With your thoughts, you change your thoughts with your words. So there's two things the Lord said. To have a daily vision, you have to respond and yield. He said it through these ladies. And then he talks about your thoughts and your words. So there's two things. You got to first respond to the Holy Spirit. Second, you know, Pastor Mitch was talking about this, I believe, last Sunday. Was it last Sunday? I can't remember which Sunday. But at some point it was spoken about that your thoughts, you know, oftentimes we have these negative thoughts. And oftentimes I combat those thoughts with my thoughts instead of words. You know, the second thing is you're going to have to start changing those thoughts with words rather than just wanting to try to do it. So in light of having a vision, the first thing I thought of is Jesus. What did Jesus do? Well, Pastor Mitch shared this with me last week, right after God said, you need to have a vision. In John 5:19, if you go there. Jesus says in 5:19, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. And so that's how I felt lately. I've been doing a lot of things by myself. And that's why things haven't been going great. That's the only result, is that I've been doing it on my own, right? He can only do what he sees his Father doing. Now, obviously, I can't look up into heaven and see what God's doing, because I'm not super spiritual, but I don't think many of us are. But Jesus could, because he was Jesus. He was his Son, so that's okay. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. So, what did Jesus do? He watched the Father and he did what the Father did, right? Well, how does that work for us? Because we're not Jesus, obviously, right? But Jesus left us the Holy Spirit. So if you go on to John 16:13, I have it marked. Why am I turning like I can't find it? Okay, 16:13 says, when he, the Spirit of truth, as in the Holy Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will come from what is mine and make it known to you. So here Jesus is guaranteeing that we can do the same things that he did. We can watch the Father. We can listen to the Father, because he's saying you have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's going to tell you exactly what the Father is saying. So how are you going to have a daily vision? Well, you're going to listen to what the Father is saying through the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the catch for me. I remember when I was thinking of this the other night. I was laying in bed, and when I was a little girl, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I remember just thinking it was so odd, and just, you know, I would go to church with my mom, and she would go to these prayer meetings, and I would bring my books and my coloring crayons and stuff, and I would lay underneath the benches, and I would color. And I just remember, I would constantly think it was very odd, just weird. And I didn't like want to run away. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was one of my favorite times to like color and stuff. It sounds weird, but I remember it. You know, it was like a sweet time. There was just the presence of the Holy Spirit there. But I remember when I would start asking my mom about the Holy Spirit, the number one thing that she said is cherish the Holy Spirit as a perfect gentleman. And that stuck with me my entire life. She said, he will never interrupt you. He will never force you, but he won't leave. And I'm like, that's absolutely true. He's a perfect gentleman because he's constantly with us, but he doesn't interrupt us in the busyness of our days. He just hangs out and waits for us to say, okay, I'm ready to listen to you. Sometimes he talks, but it's very quietly, you know, kind of the tap on the shoulder. I need your attention, but, you know, sometimes people don't pay attention, so he just has to sit back for a minute until you're ready to say, okay, now I need to hear from you, okay? So, you know, go on to John 10:27 real quick, or go back to John 10:27. Okay. John 10:27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So, if you're going to listen to the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to step back and ask. You know, if you ask, he's going to share, you know, and that's part of what represents the fact that we're his sheep. The fact that I heard God say, you need a daily vision and you need to start listening to the Holy Spirit represents that I'm one of his sheep and one of his children. And so, it's just so important that we not only have vision for the big plans in our life, but the vision for every day. If you don't have that vision, your days aren't going to go as well as you would like, okay? Now, how does that look practically? Well, for me, I had been told this by someone a long time ago that every day I should get up and I should be saying, okay, God, what do you want me to do today? And when the first person first told me that, I thought, you know, that's silly, because God knows I've got to do A, B, C, D, E, and F, and G, because I'm a teacher, and not that I'm any busier than anyone else, but that's the way my day goes. I get to school, and it's nonstop until I leave school, and I'm like, yeah, I need to ask God what I need to do, but how does that all work with all the natural stuff, you know? I forever had this hard time taking my spiritual life and intertwining it with my natural life, you know, and I remember this person telling me, you need to ask the Lord how to do things, and I thought, I said to her, you know, how do I do that? It's all natural stuff, like, what's the point? You know, God knows this needs to happen first and second, so how would he tell me how to do things any differently? But I have started doing that, and as I've started doing that, I'll find on the days that I do it, everything works out, you know, and the list of a billion things that I have to do, he'll frequently say, okay, you need to do this and this and this, and leave that one alone until Tuesday, Wednesday. Sometimes you'll even say Thursday. Don't do it till Thursday. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm going to wait till Thursday on that one? Like, what if a parent calls me? I didn't grade the paper. You want me to wait till Thursday? And every time I've listened and waited, parents never call. Kids never ask. No one ever complains, you know, because frequently that happens when you don't get things done like the next day or the next day. Parents will call and say, hey, I've been looking for that score on that test. Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten to it, you know. But when I don't ask God how I should do things, that never happens. I have this favor aspect in life. So it's important that you have a daily vision. So start, you know, in addition to praying and reading the word in the morning, you know, throw that little, so how should I organize things, God? Because it's kind of like, I've been spending my time with the Lord praying, and then I go do my own thing. It's like, okay, God, we had our time. Now I'm going to pretend like I'm doing my own thing. So, all right, I think I'm done.
You know, I'm always amazed by how God is managing each one of us. You know, he does. He manages each one of us, and he gives each one of us revelation so that we can grow, right? Without a vision, the people perish. Kathy will probably cover this, but today's my mom's birthday. She's 16 years old. She said she was 16 today, so happy birthday, Mom. shared this with Pastor Mitch a little bit, but I'd like to kind of go over it just a little. Somebody, and I'll just start out this way, somebody that I've known passed away, and very near and dear friend of mine. And he left us a will, an inheritance. And one of the things that I asked him, I said, you know, what is your favorite verse in the Bible? And he gave me an interesting response. He said, Genesis through Revelation. And then I said, what's your favorite character? And, you know, usually people will say John the Baptist or Paul. He said God the Father. And I thought that was very interesting. So let me kind of read this to you. Upon my death, I bequeath to Matt Mosier, Life Church, the members of Life Church, the following promises. And I thought this was very interesting. Said, I, the Lord Jesus Christ, give them salvation. And then he goes on and he says, I give them peace in the amount of unlimited quantity. And, you know, I thought about this will that Christ has left to us and what is on. And then I said, you know what? Each person has a will from God. And what is on that will that each person has? What is on your will? What has God left you personally? Right? And what do you do with an inheritance? You do something with it, don't you? You use it. So let me read a few more of these. Romans 5:8, God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We have salvation, forgiveness of sins. He said, ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the othermost parts of the earth for a possession. That's ours. How about love? He said, Romans 5:5, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. So he's given us his love. He's given us his Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. How about authority over the enemy? You know, in the Old Testament, they fought the enemy. Now we have authority over the enemy. Isn't that a great thing? Yeah. He said in Mark 16:17, and they shall cast out devils. Right? You don't beat them with a sword anymore. Peace, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. You have the peace of God for your inheritance. How about joy? These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Isn't that the cure for depression? Amen. Right? No more Celebrex or whatever, Cymbalta or whatever, right? How about wisdom? If any of you lack of wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Amen. Right? That's on the will. How about prosperity? And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of living water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Healing, we all know this. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We're free from the curse. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And how about liberty? Do you have freedom in every area of your life? He said, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Right? So what's on your will today? What do you believe is part of your inheritance? Huh? Is that something that you think about? Is that something that you apply your faith toward on a daily basis as you walk out your vision? Right? Amen. God has given us those things so that we have no lack and in need of nothing. Right?
That's right.
But I looked at some of those and I thought, you know what? That peace, that joy, you know, that would literally put out of business Eli Lilly, wouldn't it? there, if we could just, as a church, tap into that. There's no more sadness. You know, a lot of times people go, well, he'll wipe away all tears. That is true. But you know what? While we're here on earth, we can have heaven on earth.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So, okay, let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for this body of believers. Father, and I just speak your blessing over it today, over this body, Father. And we give your word free reign in this place today, Lord God. We glorify you. We thank you. We thank you that you've given us these precious promises, Lord. We receive them and walk them out by faith. In Jesus' name, amen.